Blog Talk Radio.
Hallelujah, 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 hallelujah. Father, we thank you this morning. Oh, we come to praise your name continually. We come to lift your name on high. We thank you that you drew us unto you to be a part of your spiritual family, and you're drawing us continually unto you, oh God. In the name of Jesus, and your family is a great family. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. We thank you, oh God. In the name of Jesus, we bless you this morning, oh God. We come with grateful hearts to say thank you, thank you, thank you. Thank you for your mighty love, oh God. Father, keep us from all evil, oh God. Sanctify us, oh God, through your word, which is truth, oh God. In the name of Jesus, let the one, your quarterback, let us, oh God, be one with our brothers. Let us, oh God, be one with our sisters, oh God, that the world might believe that you have been sent, oh God, that we have been sent, Father God, in the name of Jesus. Our hearts desire and pray for Israel. In the name of Jesus, our prayer for Israel is that they might be saved, oh God. In the name of Jesus, let us be counted worthy of calling, your koshebaka, of the calling that's on our lives, and fulfill all the good pleasure of your goodness and the work of faith with power, O God. Let your word have free course in our lives today and every day, O God. In the name of Jesus, give us the spirit of wisdom and revelation in the knowledge of Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. Let the eyes of our understanding be enlightened that we might know what is the hope of our calling, what are the riches of your glory, of your inheritance in the saints, that what is exceeding greatness of your power toward us who believe. In the name of Jesus, Father, strengthen us in the name of Jesus with the might by your spirit in the inner man. In the name of Jesus, hallelujah, let Christ dwell in our hearts by faith, O God, and let us be rooted and grounded in love, and let us comprehend with all saints what is the breadth, the length, and the depth of your love, O God, the depth of your powerful love, O God. Let us know the love of Christ, which passes all human understanding, O God. O Father God, that we might be filled with all fullness of God. Lord, do exceeding abundantly above all we can ask or think according to the power that works in us, O God. Let your utterance be given unto us that we might open our mouths boldly and that we may make known the mystery of the gospel of Jesus Christ. Let our love abound more and more in knowledge and in all judgment, O God. In the name of Jesus, let us approve things that are excellent, that we might be sincere and without offense until the day of Christ, in Jesus' name. Let us, Father God, know Jesus and the power of his resurrection and the fellowship of his suffering, being made conformable unto his death in the name of Jesus. Let us be filled with the knowledge of your will in all wisdom and spiritual understanding that we might walk worthy of you unto all pleasing, being fruitful in every good work and increasing in the knowledge of God. In the name of Jesus, Father God, let us be strengthened with all might according to your glorious power unto all patience and long-suffering with joyfulness. Let us, O God, be perfect. Let us stand perfect and complete in the will of God. Let our whole spirit and soul and body be preserved blameless unto the coming of our Lord Jesus Christ. Lord, give us peace always by all means. In the name of Jesus, be with us, Father God. Oh, Father God, we make supplication, intercession, and give thanks for all men and leaders in our nation and in the church that we might lead with a quiet and peaceful life in all godliness and honesty. We receive the multiplied grace and peace through the apostolic anointing. And we bless you this morning. We thank you today, O God, in the name of Jesus, that you are a holy God and a righteous God, and you keep us on your holy path. Well, praise the Lord. It is Bible Storyland time, and we are grateful that you join us. Praise is what we do when we want to get close to our God. Praise is appropriate for the righteous people, people who love the Lord with all their heart, soul, and strength. Welcome to Bible Storyland. Good morning. And today is joyful praise day, as I said. As we command our morning, we give honor and praise to our King, our Lord, and our Savior, Jesus Christ, who lives on the inside of us. So let us pray together this morning in the name of Jesus. Well, Father God, Heavenly Father, we honor your holy presence as we gather in your name to give you glory this morning, O God. We thank you, Father God, in the name of Jesus, for Jesus. For the great sacrifice that Jesus made on our behalf. In the name of Jesus, we come this morning to give you thanks for who you are, O God. In the name of Jesus, you are great and you deserve all the glory, all the praise, all the thanksgiving, and all of our love. In the name of Jesus, we are your children, chosen by you. We are so grateful you chose us to be your sons and daughters. It is an honor to be chosen by you, the Most High God. We stand in awe of you this morning. In the name of Jesus, you are magnificent and majestic, holy and reverent. You are King and you are Lord. You are our Shepherd and our Father. Abba, Father, we adore you. We bless you this morning. We exalt you this morning. We agree with your plan for our lives. Have your way this morning on Bible Storyland like never before. Bless each person on here and the families they represent. Bless each person who will be listening later, oh God, in the name of Jesus. We adore you. We bless you. And Father God, we thank you for creating us to be a part of your holy family. In the name of Jesus, we thank you, Father God, for choosing us to be your very elect children, oh God. We thank you this morning, oh God, as we stand in awe of your greatness. We thank you, Father God, that your hand of mercy is upon us. You watch over us every night. We thank you that you are the great God who don't slumber, don't sleep, but you are always keeping us in your holy thoughts. And we thank you that your thoughts of us are more than the grains of sand. It's difficult even for us to fathom how great your love is, how awesome you are, how powerful you are. But we stand in awe of you, and we praise you this morning. In Jesus' holy name we pray. Well, we have a mighty woman of God on with us from Houston, Texas. She's been faithful to Bible Storyland, and I'll tell you what, God has really graced her with the ability to play music. And, you know, sometimes I think that she lives in the secret place. She don't ever come out because the Lord has put so much great music, heavenly music, on the inside of her. And her name is Karen Itell, and I tell you what, she can play the piano like, whoo, hallelujah. She plays so beautifully. Good morning, Karen.
Good morning to you.
How are you doing this morning?
I'm doing good.
All right. Well, what you going to play for us this morning?
What a mighty God we serve.
Amen. We ready to listen. What a mighty God. He is mighty. Hallelujah, what a mighty God we do serve. Hallelujah. We are privileged to serve a mighty God. What a mighty God we serve. Hallelujah. Angels adore our God. Hallelujah. Heaven and earth adore our God. Thank you so much, Kara. Well, today is Joyful Praise Day. We are celebrating our King. We are coming to give him glory this morning, glory and honor and praise and thanksgiving. You know, 1 Corinthians 13, it talks about, you know, a love, and God is love. It says, if, you know, it says we may speak in languages of humans and angels, but if we don't have love, we are loud gong and a crushing cymbal. We may have the gift to speak what God has revealed and may understand all mysteries, but if we don't have love, we are nothing. We may give all away, all that we have, and give our bodies to be burned. But if we don't have love, none of these things will help us. Love is patient. Love is kind. Love isn't jealous. It doesn't sing its own praises. It isn't arrogant. It isn't rude. It doesn't think of itself. It is not irritable. It doesn't keep track of wrong. It isn't happy when injustice is done, but it is happy with the truth. Love never stops being patient, never stops being believing. It never stops hoping. Love never gives up. Love never comes to an end. There is the gift of speaking what God says, what God has revealed, but it will no longer be used. There is the gift of speaking in other languages, but it will stop. There is the gift of knowledge, but it will no longer be used. Our knowledge is incomplete, and our ability to speak what God has revealed is incomplete. But when the complete comes, then what is incomplete will no longer be used. Now, you know, when we were children, we spoke like children. We thought like children. We reasoned like children. Now that we're adults, we no longer use childish ways. We see a blurred vision in a mirror. Then we will see very clearly. Now our knowledge is incomplete. Then we will have complete knowledge as God has complete knowledge of us. So these three things remain: faith, hope, and love. But the best of these, you know what it is? Yeah, I know you know. Love. Hallelujah. God is love. Hallelujah. So this morning, we have several songsters on with us. I mean, you know, the people of God are so blessed because he has put so much song and praise in people, in his children. So we have Sister Jackie this morning. Sister Jackie Travis. Hold on. I'm going to put her on live with us this morning. You know, we are grateful when people come on to be with us early in the morning. You know, they get up out of their comfortable places and they just come to praise the Lord with us, and we are so grateful. Morning, Sister Jackie. How are you? You must have me on mute. Can't hear you, Jackie. You got me on mute? All right. She'll be back on in a minute. She you know, she works on Saturdays, taking care of the elderly, but she'll be back on. But I tell you what, you know, I told you God has a great family. So he created Jackie's family, and a part of that family is Minister Donna Hawkins. Good morning, Minister Donna. How are you?
Good morning, Minister G. I'm doing great.
Amen, amen. Well, we thank God for you. I know you told me y'all had a great family reunion. Woo!
Last we had week. A wonderful time.
Man. Well, I thank God for you. What are you going to sing for us this morning?
This morning I'm going to sing Victory Is Mine. We're getting ready to move my great-nephew into his dormitory room. He's going to Murray State University, and it's about an hour drive from Paducah. So this morning he's going to move in. And this will be the first time that he's been away from us, so you all pray for me. I've already told him I'm going to cry, but it's all right. Tears of joy.
Amen. Yep, they once were children, but now they're growing up.
That's right. That's right.
Yeah,
it's hard to let them go.
Yes. Yes, it is. But guess what? They're just a few miles down the road, and the flight ain't nothing.
That's right. That's right.
Okay,
this is Victory Is Mine. Victory is mine. Victory is mine. Victory today is mine. I told Satan to get thee behind. Victory today is mine. When I rose this morning, I didn't have no doubt. I knew that the Lord would bring me out. I got down on my knees. I said, Lord, help me, please. I got up singing and shouting the victory. Oh, victory is mine. Victory is mine. Victory today is mine. I told Satan, get thee behind. Victory today is mine. When I rose this morning, I didn't have no doubt. I knew that the Lord would take me out. I got down on my knees. I said, Lord, help me please. I got up singing and shouting the victory. Oh, victory is mine. Victory is mine. Victory today is mine. I told Satan, get thee behind. Victory today is mine. Joy is mine. Joy is mine. Joy today is mine. I told Satan to get thee behind. Joy today is mine. Oh, victory is mine. Victory is mine. Victory today is mine. I told Satan, get thee behind. Victory today is mine.
Woo, my God. That was awesome. I tell you what. First we had what a mighty God we serve, and then he gives us victory. So, you know, today we have victory. I thank God for that song, Minister Donna. We have victory over the enemy, and because of Jesus, you know what? We have victory over every situation that we face. Victory belongs to us today. So I thank God that he gives us victory, 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 and more victory, victory, victory. So hallelujah, I praise the Lord, and I thank God for each one of you this morning. Hallelujah, victory is ours. You know, when you feel downcast and all, you know, out of sorts, victory belongs to you. All you got to do is say, Abba, Father, take care of this situation that I'm facing today. Don't you know he's faithful and he will give us victory? He's Almighty God. We serve an Almighty God. Ain't nothing impossible to him. Well, Jackie, you on yet? All right, she must be working diligently this morning. Well, I want to talk to you about 1 Corinthians 13 that I just read. I want you to know that 1 Corinthians 13, 1 through 3 talks about the preeminence of love, supreme love, outstanding love, and superior love. We can do superior things now. You know, we can prophesy. We can understand things that only great scholars know. We can understand mysteries. We can obtain knowledge from universities, have the great, great faith, and we can speak to our mountains, and they will move. But if we don't have love for God, love for each other, oh, my God, everything is in vain. We can gather the homeless, the hungry, the poor in Jacksonville and all over the world. We can even step into the fiery furnace to be burned. But if we don't have love, the things we do have no profit. Now, 1 Corinthians 13, 4 through 7, you know, said it talks about the marks of love. What's love look like? How do we know that we love? By the following things. This is how we know. Love can take so much for a long period of time and don't even complain about it. Love is kind. Love is not possessive. Love is humble. Love knows how to behave. Love is unselfish. Love is not easily angered. Love thinks on good things. Love rejoices in the good. Love rejoices in truth. Love beareth all things and believes all things. Love has great hope in everything and endureth all things. Now, 1 Corinthians 13, 8 through 13, love is unfailing. Woo! Love never fails. 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 There are things that will fail, like prophecy will fail, tongues will fail, they'll stop, knowledge will vanish away. We don't know everything now. We only know a part. We prophesy in part. Now I want you to listen. When that which is perfect comes, when the fuller revelation is revealed, we won't need part. The full will be revealed. Now, we were once children, and we spoke with immaturity, without even thinking about it, we just blurted out. Our understanding was so limited. Our thoughts were very immature. But we are finally grown up, hallelujah, and become mature. We stop doing childish, immature things. Finally, we see like looking through a dark glass, but soon face to face. Now, we know in part. Parts of things are not known, but then later on we will have complete knowledge of that we don't know now. Guess what? We will know what we've been waiting to know. Love. That's what we've been waiting for, love. These three things remain now. Faith, that's belief, trusting, loyalty, strong conviction. Then we'll have hope, which is the desire with expectation. Love, strong affection for another, unselfish, loyal, benevolent concern for another, adoration for our God. But these three things, the greatest, but of these three things, the greatest is love. Hallelujah. Love. Praise. Praise. Love. Love. The greatest is love. Today is Joyful Praise Day. We are praising God in song, adoration, and love. Jackie, you're back on? Ah, she's not back on yet. Sister Glory Dean, Shiloh, she's from New Orleans. She's my good friend and prayer partner. Oh, she's a great intercessor. Now, and I, like I tell you all the time, she knows how to bring the word. Yeah, she's going to be bringing the word again soon. So, you know, she just kind of lives in a secret place. And God just put in her, he has put so much in her. Well, you know what? He gave her the gift of song and praise unto him also. She plays the piano like Karen, and she sings like Minister Donna Hawkins. So today, we welcome you again, Minister Glory Dean Shiloh. How are you doing this morning?
I'm doing good, and I know, you sound good. I know you're doing good this morning.
I'm doing great. God is blessing me every day, loading me up.
Okay. Can you hear me pretty well?
Very clear.
Oh, okay. Good. Well, I'll be singing Precious Lord this morning.
Amen. Amen. Hallelujah. I love that song, Precious Lord. Take my hand. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Thank you.
Because of who you are, I Because of who you are, I give you praise. Because of who you are, I will lift my voice to sing. Lord, I worship you because of who you are. Lord, I worship you because of who you are. You are Jehovah Jireh, my provider, Jehovah Nissi. Lord, you reign in victory, Jehovah Shalom, my Prince of Peace. And I worship you because of who you are. Lord, I worship you because of who you are. Because of who you are, I give you glory. Oh, yes, I do. Because of who you are, I give you praise. And because of who you are, I will lift my voice and sing. Lord, I worship you because of who you are. Lord, I worship you because of who you are. Amen.
Woo! Hallelujah. Amen. You know, we serve a great God. Thank you so much, Sister Jackie. Awesome. Excuse me. Awesome song. Awesome song. You know, we serve a mighty God. And Sister Kara played, what a mighty God we serve. You know, she was telling how great our God is. And then Minister Donna Hawkins saying, victory is mine. He gives us victory. And then Sister Gloria Dean saying, precious Lord, take my hand. He gives us victory. He takes our hand. He leads us on the path of righteousness. And then Jackie came and sang, because of who he is, we come to give him glory. Yeah, I told you, it's joyful praise. So we are giving him praise today. We are honoring the great God. You know, Jeremiah 15:16 says, Jeremiah said unto the Lord, your words were found, and I did eat them. And your word was unto me joy and rejoicing of mine heart. For I am called by your name, excuse me, O Lord of hosts. And Peter, in 1 Peter 2:2 says, newborn babes desire the sensitive milk of the word that you may grow thereby. Today we are rejoicing and joyful in our hearts, and we desire the heart of God, we desire to hear the word of God so we can grow spiritually. Minister James Sumter of Jacksonville, Florida is with us this morning. He's a sincere man of God who loves God and loves God's people. I met him, he and his wife, a few weeks ago by his sister's house. His sister is my sister in the Lord, and she's a mighty woman of God. She's one of my prayer partners. We pray for our neighborhood. And, you know, we just encourage each other in the Lord. So today, and, you know, her name is Sister Thelma Holmes. She's on with us this morning. I thank God for her. And today we introduce this mighty man of God, Minister James Sumter. How you doing, Minister James, this morning?
Good morning. How are you doing?
We're doing great. We're blessed to have you with us.
It's a blessing to be here.
How's your family?
Can you hear me?
Yes, we can hear you very clear. He has a beautiful wife whom I met and a daughter who I love to hear on the voice machine.
Amen.
That's awful. Yep. So you ready to bring the word to us this morning?
Yes, ma'am. I'm ready.
All right. We're ready to listen. We are listening.
All right, let us pray. Again, God, we come this morning. We give you honor, we give you praise, and we give you glory. God, we exalt you, we magnify, we bless your holy name, for you and you alone are worthy to be praised. So, Father, we come this morning, we exalt you, we magnify, we lift you up. But Father, you said that we will lift you up, that you will draw all men unto yourself. Again, Father, we thank you for Jesus and his shed blood. If was shed on Calvary for the remission of our sin. Thank you, God. He got up on the third day morning with all power and authority in his hand. And he's our elder brother. He's our high priest who's touched with the feeling of our infirmities. And then, God, we thank you that you did not leave us comfortless, but you sent unto us another comforter, which is the Holy Ghost, who shall abide with us forever, God. And we thank you. Your Holy Spirit shall lead us and guide us into all truth. And he, your Holy Spirit, shall bring all things to our remembrance, whatsoever thou hast told us. Now, God, magnify your name through that servant. In Jesus' name, amen. Amen. This morning, I just thank God for this opportunity to come, and I'm thankful to G for inviting me and to share with you this morning out of the Word of God. And this morning, I would like to share our book of Psalms, the 103rd Psalm, Psalm 103. But before I go to Psalm 103, I just want to read Psalm 100. Psalm 100 said, "Make a joyful noise unto the Lord, all ye lands. Serve the Lord with gladness. Come before his presence with singing. Know ye that the Lord, he is God. It is he that has made us, and not we ourselves. We are the people and the sheep of his pasture. Enter into his gates thanksgiving, and into his courts with praise. Be thankful unto him, and bless his name. For the Lord is good. His mercy is everlasting, and his truth endures to all generations." Amen. Amen. Psalm 103, and that's what we'll talk about this morning. Hear David write the song in Psalm 103, and we're going to look at the first five verses of Psalm 103. It's opened up in verse 1. It says, "Bless the Lord, O my soul, and all that is within me, bless his holy name. Bless the Lord, O my soul, and forget not all his benefits, who forgiveth all thine iniquities, who healeth all thy diseases, who redeemeth thy life from destruction, who crowneth thee with loving kindness and tender mercies." Verse 5 says, "Who satisfies thy soul with good things, so that thy youth is renewed like the eagles." And I want to read it out of the Good News Translation as well, because I like the way the Good News Translation puts it. It says, in the Good News Translation, it says, "Praise the Lord, my soul. All my being, praise his holy name. Praise the Lord, my soul. And do not forget how kind he is. He forgives all my sins. He heals all my diseases. He keeps me from the grave. He blesses me with love and mercy. He fills my life with good things, so that I stay young and strong like the eagle." And in the Message Bible, it says it like this. In the Message Bible, it says, "Oh, my soul, bless God. From head to toe, I'll bless his holy name. Oh, my soul, bless God. Don't forget a single blessing. He forgives your sins, everyone. He heals your diseases, everyone. He redeems you from hell, saves your life. He crowns you with love and mercy, a paradise crown. He wraps you in goodness, beauty eternal. He renews your youth. You are always going in his presence." And I love that about God, because God is good. And the psalmist opens up in verse 1, and the first thing he says, he tells us, is that we must bless, praise, glorify the Lord, O my soul. And then he says, "I have to do it," or we should do it with everything in us. We ought to bless God with all our heart, with all our mind, with all our soul, with all our strength. We ought to bless the Lord. And then he says, listen, as you bless him, don't forget his benefits, because it is a blessing and benefits come with serving and praising and worshiping God. Four things he reminds us here. Number one, he says, forget not his forgiveness. what he says, who forgiveth, verse 3 says, who forgiveth all thy iniquities, who healeth all thy diseases. He says, don't forget that God is a forgiving God. He is a kind God. He is a merciful God. He is a long-suffering God. Matthew 26:28 says, this is my blood of the covenant, which is poured out for many for the forgiveness of sins. Ephesians 1:7 says, in him we have redemption through his blood, the forgiveness of sins, in accordance with the riches of God's grace. So the psalmist reminds us to bless God. Then he tells us why we should bless God. He says, bless the Lord, O my soul, and forget not all his benefits. And one of the benefits of accepting Jesus Christ as your personal Savior is that he forgives all our iniquities. And not only does he tell us not to forget God's forgiveness, but he says, don't forget that God heals. He says, not only does God forgive our iniquity, but he says, who healeth all thy diseases. Amen. 1 Peter 2:24 says, he himself bore our sins in his body on the tree, so that we might die to sins and live for righteousness. And by his wounds you have been healed. Bless God. God is the healer. He sent forth his word, and it healed us and delivered us from our destruction. God's word is health unto our bone and health unto our joint. It is God's word that he sent for that we may be healed. And by his stripes, with his stripes, we are healed. So here the psalmist says, I should bless God because he forgives all my sin. I should bless God because he heals all my diseases. And not only should I bless God because he forgives, and not only should I bless God because he heals, but also because he is my redemption. Verse 4, it says, who redeemeth thy soul from destruction, who crowneth thee with loving kindness and tender mercy. He forgives us, he heals us, but he also redeemed us. Amen. Psalm 40, verses 1 through 2 says, I waited patiently for the Lord. He turned to me and heard my cry. He lifted me out of the slimy pit, out of the mud and the mire. He set my feet on a rock and gave me a firm place to stand. Look at God. God redeemed us. To redeem means to purchase again. God gave us life originally, all right? And then God also purchased us by the death, burial, and resurrection of his son Jesus. After he created us, Jesus had to come because of our sins. And because of our sin, he had to die, shed his blood on Calvary for the remission of our sin. And without the shedding of blood, there can be no remission or forgiveness of sin. And when he got up on the third day morning, he declared that all power and authority is in his hand. And bless God, he redeemed us again. He purchased us again. He gave his life that we may have the right to the tree of life. So the psalmist says, listen, bless the Lord, O my soul, and all that is within me, and forget not his benefit. What's the benefit? Number one, he forgives me of my sin. Two, he heals me. Thirdly, he redeems me. And lastly, or fourthly, it says, forget not your crowns. Look what he says, who redeemeth thy life from destruction, who crowneth thee with loving kindness and tender mercies. Look what he said, he crowns us with loving kindness and compassion. He satisfies our desire with good things so that our youth is renewed like the eagles. Psalm 107, verse 2 said, let the redeemed of the Lord say so. Can you say so? Are you the redeemed of the Lord? Can you say so? Bless the Lord, O my soul, and all that is within me. Bless his holy name and forget not all his benefit. Let the redeemed of the Lord say so. who hath redeemed us from the hand of the enemy, and has crowned us with loving kindness and compassion. And watch, the love of God is shed abroad in our hearts, and we are to exemplify the love of Christ, because God has given us the greatest love that we ever have. John 3:16 tells us, for God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believes in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. Look at that. For God so loved the world. God so loved us that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believes in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. And that same agape, God kind of love, God has imparted into us as saints, as believers, as Christians, as sisters and brothers in the Lord. We too must spread, must share this loving kindness and his tender mercies. And that's why we have to be kind and tenderhearted and forgiving towards one another. As a matter of fact, Jesus says that if we don't forgive men their trespasses, then neither will your heavenly Father forgive you your trespasses. So we must also, as God is loving, as God is kind, as God is merciful, as God is forgiving, we too, as we take on the love of God, must spread this love abroad. As the sister said, as she read in 1 Corinthians chapter 13, that's the God kind of love we must have. Not about the faith, hope, and love, but the greatest of these is charity, is love. And if we're going to be God's children, then we too must exemplify God's love. So the psalmist says in 103, he says, bless the Lord, O my soul, and all that is within me. He says, bless his name. And the Bible says, listen, let everything that has breath ought to praise the Lord. Psalm 107 says, verse 1 says, oh, give thanks unto the Lord, for he is good, for his mercy endureth forever. Let the redeemed of the Lord say so. If there is breath in your body, then you ought to praise the Lord. You ought to bless his holy name and forget not all his benefits, his love, his compassion, his forgiveness, his healing, his redemption. Bless the Lord, O my soul, for he has crowned us with loving kindness and compassion. He satisfies our desires, good things. Have not God crowned you, crowned us with things? The house we live in, the car we drive, food, shelter, clothes, the ability to hear, see, walk, think, praise him. He is worthy to be praised. Those are all the benefits that God has given us through the redemption of Jesus Christ. Listen, let the redeemed of the Lord say so. If nobody else praises God, we as believers, we as the redeemed of the Lord ought to praise, ought to bless his holy name and forget all, not all his benefits, how that he has provided for us, given us food, given us shelter, given us raiment. God is good in spite of what's going on in the world and what may be going on around us, and in spite of our circumstances, God is worthy to be praised. And because of this, I will do as the psalmist said in Psalm 103, I will bless the Lord, O my soul. And watch this, and everything, I will bless him with all my being. I will bless him with everything in me. As the 100th song says, I'll make a joyful noise unto the Lord. I will enter his gates with thanksgiving. I will enter his courts with praise. I will be thankful unto him, and I will bless his name. Why? For the Lord is good, and his mercy is everlasting, and his truth endureth to all generations. For the psalmist says in 103, bless the Lord, O my soul, and all that is within me, bless his holy name. Bless the Lord, O my soul, and forget not all his benefits, who forgiveth all thine iniquities, who healeth all thy diseases, who redeemeth thy life from destruction, who crowneth thee with loving kindness and tender mercy, who satisfies thy mouth with good things, so that thy youth is renewed like the eagles. God is good. God is worthy to be praised. And on this Saturday morning, we praise God. We worship God. We adore God. We magnify God. We say, Lord, we love you. We bless you. We sanctify your name. We say, Lord, that you and you alone are holy. We cry, holy, 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 Lord God Almighty. There's none on earth or in heaven like you. Your name is above all names. And we declare that at the name of Jesus, every knee shall bow and every tongue shall confess that Jesus Christ is Lord. And saints, this day and the rest of our days, we ought to do just what the psalmist says and bless the Lord, O my soul. Bless him with every fiber of your being, for God is worthy to be praised. I'm going to leave with this. It's something I read, and Abraham Lincoln wrote this in 1863. And I'm going to leave you with these words. It says, in a speech made in 1863, Abraham Lincoln said, we have been the recipients of the choicest bounties of heaven. We have been preserved these many years in peace and prosperity. We have grown in numbers, wealth, and power as no other nation has ever grown. But we have forgotten God. We have forgotten the gracious hand which preserved us in peace and multiply and enrich and strengthen us. And we have vainly imagined in the deceitfulness of our hearts that all these blessings were produced by some superior wisdom and virtue of our own. Intoxicated with the unbroken success, we have become too self-sufficient to feel the necessity of redeeming and preserving grace, too proud to pray to God that made us. Abraham wrote this, Lincoln wrote this in 1863, and it's evident even today. We have become a proud people, a proud nation. But we must not forget, and the psalmist reminds us, that we must bless the Lord, all our souls, and all that is within us, we are to bless his holy name. We are to bless the Lord and forget not all his benefits. Amen. God bless you.
Woo! Hallelujah. What a mighty word. You can tell he eat the word, sleep the word, breathe the word. I mean, he'd been in a secret place for years and years and years and years. He'd come up for air and go back in. And, you know, I thank the Lord for that mighty word that Brother James Sumter gave. We are blessed. You know, Sister Feldman told me that she said, well, my brother's a good speaker. He can bring the word. He loves the Lord. Oh, my God. Now I see it in action, what she was talking about. So we are blessed today. And this is Joyful Praise Day, and he taught us how to bless the Lord with our soul, with all of our strength, with all of our might. He taught us how to do that. You know, he said, he talked and he read Psalms 100, and then, you know, he read Psalms 103, where the word came from. What a mighty word that was. And then he talked about Abraham Lincoln. When he talked about Abraham Lincoln, it made me think of the word in Deuteronomy. When the Lord says, okay, when you have eaten and are full, do not forget to thank the Lord thy God. You know, we eat all the time. We soak up God's sunshine. We have the moon by night. You know, he heals us of all our soul's diseases. Everything that he said was true. And all of those things, and yet we forget God. like you said, sometimes we get so independent, we forget. You know, we get our homes and our fine cars and, you know, all of these things, and we go to church and we praise the Lord and we say hello to each other. But guess what? We still forget God with all of that. We come home and the Bible sit up on the tongue and just gather dust. And we forget to bend the knee. You know, some nights I tell you, I go to bed, I'm like bragging. And I'm like, oh, Lord, I forgot to thank you for the day. I said, oh, my God, forgive me. I ain't even calling your name tonight before I went to bed. And in the morning, Lord, you know how that song says, did you stop to praise the Lord? Did you stop to think to praise the Lord this morning? Did you give him praise? Did you give him thanks? So I thank God for that mighty word from a good man of God, Brother James, Minister James Sumter. We are grateful. Hallelujah. We are grateful. We look forward to you coming back on again, bringing the word. That word was an encouraging word. God gave him an encouraging word for the body of Christ. He encouraged us. Don't forget to thank God. He loaded us up with benefits. You know, all those wonderful things. God said he wants us to love him with all of our heart, soul, and strength. And, you know, when we love him like that, we're going to be looking for him. Where are you, Lord? I came to praise you today. I came to worship you today. I came to honor you today. I come to thank you. I come to let you know I'm grateful. We're not going to forget him. Now, wait a minute. Now, let me tell you something. Sometimes when we do forget it, guess what happens? We may have to go in the lion's den. But I tell you what, you ain't going to forget him in there. Sometimes you got to go in the valley, in the low, low places. You ain't going to forget him then. And sometimes, you know, when your back is pressed up against the wall, I bet you remember him then. And, you know, when the fiery furnace experience comes, you say, Lord, have more mercy. Be with me, Jesus. But we don't forget it. So I have an announcement to make to you all today. We are so blessed for 2013. And Iron Sharpened Iron Conference is being scheduled. Has been scheduled, rather, for August the 30th, 31st, and September the 1st at Spoken Word Ministry, where Apostle Kimberly Daniels and Apostle Ardell Daniels are the pastors there. And the address is 1445 Steele Street. Come expecting God to do greater things. And you know those great things we've been waiting for? You know those really great things we've been waiting for. So, you know, we've been waiting for some of our family members to be saved. Expect the mega, the manifold, and the more. So whatever you've been waiting for God to do, come on. Come out with us and expect God to do great things. August the 30th, 7 p.m., August the 31st, 9 a.m., and again that evening, September the 1st at 12 noon. We're going to be praising the Lord and thanking him and blessing him for loading us up with benefits. The next announcement is the Demon Dictionary, Volume 1, has been released. Apostle Kimberly Daniels published this anointed book, so we don't have to be ignorant no more of the devil's devices. It's called the Demon Dictionary, and it's gonna teach us how to, our hands should war, how our fingers should fight. So get your copy for your friends, for your family. At Walmart or Amazon.com. All right, it is prayer time. But, you know, I want to tell you this before we pray. You know, salvation is grace. And God said, you know, he don't want us ignorant no more. He don't want us ignorant. He want us to be knowledgeable of who he is. So when people ask you, why do you do that? Why you act like that? Why you believe like that? Who you believe in? We'll be able to tell it because we saved. Is there anyone on with us this morning who's not saved? Press 1. All right. We got just a little bit of feedback on the line, but we're asking the Lord to clear that feedback out off the line this morning. So listen. Looks like everybody's saved this morning. I thank God for you. And you know what? Sometimes we could go to church Sunday, Wednesday, Thursday, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Sunday, and we could be sitting on the bench, opening up the Bible, come home, bend the knee, praying before God, and we done slipped off the path. So I'm praying today, Lord, in the name of Jesus, any way that we've slipped off your path, bring us back on the path. We ask forgiveness, oh God. You said, who can know our errors? We don't know our errors. We have secret faults. We have little sins that you know, little foxes that spoil our vine. Forgive us, oh God. Bring us up out the muck and the mire of life. Keep that song of praise on our lips unto you. Let us not forget you who load us up with benefits every day. Lord, you don't just do it once a month or once a year. You load us up with benefits every day. And so, Father, even your loving, tender mercies, you extend unto us daily. And we thank you. We can't make it without your mercy, Lord God. We need mercy in 2013 like never before. So we are thanking you for mercy. We are thanking you this morning in the name of Jesus. We are thanking you for all that you're doing on our behalf. We are blessing you like never before. Well, it is testimony time. Anybody got a brief testimony? Press one. We got time for one brief testimony. You know, something you just want a burning desire to tell us what God has done for you. Somebody press one here, Brother Dave.
I have one.
Oh. All right, hold on, Karen, hold on. All right, Sister Karen, go ahead now, and then Brother David's going to get one. Go ahead.
Okay, my friend Sharon Roberts was successful with going on her walk to Emmaus last weekend.
Amen. Amen. We thank God for that. Success, success, success. Hallelujah. God does give us success. All right. Thank you, Sister Karen. Brother David, you got a brief testimony?
Not really a testimony, but I need some quick prayer on. I'm trying to find housing for David down in Miami in the downtown area. I went up there Tuesday, and the other people that were involved, they were supposed to be roommates. They knew their situation but didn't speak of it, so I did a blank trip down there Tuesday. Just ask God to give you awareness of people, because people know what they have done and know who they are. And they will sit in front of you like nothing has happened. But I just have a short amount of time, maybe 2 weeks, and I got to secure a place for my son to safely live so he can go to college downtown in Miami. So I just ask for your prayers.
Amen, amen, amen. Hallelujah. Well, we're going to be praying for college students today as well as our children. All right. Well, we got time for someone to share something. Anybody want to share something real quick? Sharing time.
That's just, gee, I thought you was out of time. I got a whole lot to share.
I know. I understand it, brother. We running, what, 10:05? So you want to share something real quick?
Amen. Yeah, I want to share that. People are going to continue to try to drag you into stuff. It's amazing. Some people enjoy going around and collecting and dragging you into stuff, and you tend to run. But somebody said a wise thing. Don't let people drag you into their sadness. Drag them into your happiness. So you got to tell them a lot of times, you know, keep on messing with me, and you're going to mess around and be living your life to honor God. Because, see, that's what happened when they keep coming after you and coming after you. When they say darkness don't like light, that is the truest statement I have ever probably heard. Because I don't know what it is. But if you around dark people, you know, continue being a light. Don't let them change you who you are. Just keep working for God.
Amen. Well, thank you, Brother David, to honor God who loads us up with those benefits every day. We won't forget to honor our God. All right, it is prayer time. So far I have Minister Donna Hawkins' nephew. He's going away to college, student housing, and Sister Jackie Travis. We're going to be praying for her family, her patients, all seniors. And Brother David, you said housing for your son. Is that what you said?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, for David Jr. Anybody else? Press one. Prayer request. Sister Thelma, you got a prayer request?
Not really. I thank and praise God. He's been a blessing to me. And I thank and praise God for everyone this morning that has come forth and made this a joyful praise day unto the Lord. God bless.
Amen. Someone's having a conversation. If you could put your phone on mute, we appreciate it. Okay, 972, hold on, we're putting you on. Good morning, 972. Hello? 972-786.
Oh, that's my number.
Good morning.
I just thank God. This is Mariva. I just thank God for your ministry. And I'd like to pray for my daughter, Debbie, for her healing, in Jesus' name.
Amen. Mariva is my good friend, been knowing her for years. We were neighbors in New Orleans, and her daughter was our neighbor. So I thank God for you. Bless you. Anybody else need prayer? Press 1, please. Press 1. You know, sometimes people tell me they're pressing 1. But it doesn't show up on my screen. So if you pressing 1, I'm looking for the signal on my screen. If you've already pressed 1, you can just make your request known. Someone still have their phone open. If you could put your phone on mute. I'm going to mute everybody, though, when I pray. All right, any more prayer requests? All righty. I'm going to mute everybody. Get ready to pray, so I'm going to mute everybody so I won't hear that background feeding, that noise in the background. All right, as I mute everybody, you can be praying with me on mute, silently. All right. Hold on here. I'm muting everybody. Now that sound is gone, and I can tune in to my Father without any interference. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Father, we joyfully praise you this morning. We joyfully come before you, O God. You are a great God. You are a mighty King. And we bless your name this morning, O God. We just come to say thank you today. Thank you, thank you, thank you. We give you thanks. We give you honor. We give you praise, O God. Father, truly, you have been good to us. Truly, you are the Almighty God, Almighty Father, Almighty King. And we honor you this morning. We bless your name. We bless your name. We thank you, Lord God, for loading us up with benefits every day. We thank you, Lord God, for the word that went forth today, oh God, by your pastor, minister, James Sumter, oh God. In the name of Jesus, we just come to bless you this morning, oh God, because you're the one who forgive us of all of our sins, oh God. And we thank you, Lord God, that you our forgiving Father. We thank you, Lord God, that you heal us of all of our diseases, O God. We thank you that you redeem us, O God, by your high right hand, your mighty arm, and you load us up every day with those great benefits. We thank you, Lord God, in the name of Jesus. We thank you for the songs that went forth this morning, O God. In the name of Jesus, we thank you for the voice of praise and song unto you, O God. In the name of Jesus, we thank you this morning, Father God. In the name of Jesus, that we serve a mighty God like you, O God, and that we have victory through you, and that you are precious in our sight, O God, and that you, in the name of Jesus, hallelujah, oh, Father God, you take our hand. You put us in the palm of your almighty hand, O God. Oh, there's no greater God than you, Father God. We thank you today for what you've done in us. Oh, we are grateful, Father God. This morning, oh God, because of who you are, we give you glory this morning, oh God. In the name of Jesus, and Father, I lift up your servant, Minister Donna Hawkins, this morning, oh God, the mighty woman of God, in the name of Jesus, who has a nephew who's going away to college, oh God. And Father God, you know it's hard for us to cut the umbilical cord. Oh God, in the name of Jesus, you have connected them by blood, oh God, in the name of Jesus. And I thank you, oh God, for student housing that they were able to find for him. Now, Father, I thank you for protecting him in that house, oh God, where he's going to be staying. Oh, Father God, dispatch holy angels all around there and all on the inside. In the name of Jesus, I thank you for dispatching holy angels as he goes from class to class, as he goes throughout the campus, oh God. And not only him, I lift up every child in school, from nursery school to college, to the university level, oh God. And I thank you for protection, oh God. Father, we don't want to be like Rachel, weeping for our children because they're no more. We want to be like Hannah, oh God. You've given them to us, and we're going to give them back to you. So we give our sons and daughters back to you for safekeeping, for protection. Oh God, stay the hand of the enemy in the name of Jesus. Oh Father God, I decree and declare that no arrows will come upon our children. We thank you, oh God. We bind up all second heaven activity that's trying to plot, plan, and use strategies against our children. We say our children are in a safe place in you, oh God. We are trusting you like never before with our children. We thank you for keeping our children in the palm of your almighty hand. We lift up Sister Jackie's daughter, who's in college, oh God. And we thank you, oh God, for what you're doing for her family, for Sister Jackie and for her family. We thank you for families on Bible Story Land, families all over the world being safe, saved, set free, delivered, filled with your Holy Spirit, oh God. We thank you for families praising you, giving you joyful praise, not only today, but every day of their lives. Oh, Father God, you are a great God. You are a mighty God. You are our creator, and you didn't stop. You created us in your holy image, oh God. In the name of Jesus, I thank you, Father God, for housing, for David Jr., oh God. Father, what a great God you are. You already have the place picked out for him. So lead Brother David Sr. and his wife, Sister Donna, right to that place, oh God, and let it be in a safe place in you, oh God. Oh, Father God, lead and guide them like never before. And I thank you for our children calling on the name of the Most High God. I thank you that we will teach our children to say, Abba, Father, which art in heaven, for themselves. They'll be able to search you, search for you with all of their heart, souls, and strength, and they will find you, and they will call on you like never before. Our children will have you as Jehovah Shalom, their peacemaker, oh God. When all is chaos around them, they will have peace on the inside and peace around them, oh God. In the name of Jesus. And Father God, you know we love our children. They are precious gifts from you. So today, Father God, we lift up Mariba's daughter, my neighbor, Deborah, oh God, who used to be my neighbor. Lord, she's going through an affliction in her body. You said afflictions come, but they don't last, oh God. So, Father God, I thank you for healing her soul's diseases. I thank you for healing Deborah, oh God, in the name of Jesus. From the crown of her head to the soles of her feet, inside out, we decree that every part of her body is whole. You said, will we be made whole? So, Father God, I thank you that she's healed in her soul. She's healed in her body. You sent the word and healed Deborah. And anyone on the line today who's not feeling well, I lift them up before you. I lift up Miss Ludell this morning, who wanted to be on with us because, oh, God, pain in the body. Oh, Father God, send the word and heal Miss Ludell, oh, God, who comes on, the youngest woman who's 91 plus, oh, God. I thank you for healing her, a virtuous woman who calls on your name, who intercedes for your people, who said, Lord, have mercy, oh, God. And, Father God, I thank you for family, oh, God. I thank you for each one of our families this morning, oh, God. In the name of Jesus, I thank you for blessing us in safety and in peace, oh, God. I thank you, Father God, that you love us with a pure heart and that your eyes are continually over us, oh, God. Oh, Father God, even when we stray, you pull us out the muck and the mire of life You put a new song in our mouth, even praise unto you. Many shall see it and shall turn from their wicked ways, and they'll begin to call on the name of our God, the Most High God, Jehovah Jireh, Jehovah Nisi, Jehovah Shammah, Jehovah Shalom, our King, the one who's eternal in the heavens. And I thank you for Jesus, who sits on your right hand. Oh, God, oh, we could call on the name of Jesus. We could say Jesus in the morning, Jesus in the afternoon, Jesus in the midnight hour, Jesus throughout the day. We say Jesus, Jesus, Jesus. Oh, Father God, even our babies can say Jesus, Jesus. Let it be one of the first words that they say, Jesus. When they say mama, they'll be able to say Jesus. When they say daddy, they'll be able to say Jesus. And they'll say Jesus all the days of their lives. So we thank you today for being on with us today, Lord God. Oh, we bless you. We bless you. We bless you, Most High. We bless you. We bless you. We bless you. Oh, Father God, we love you. Oh, Lord, you are our strength. You are our refuge. You are our light in the dark place. Oh, Father God, you said, let not your heart be troubled. So, Father God, we cast our every care upon you, the care of our husbands, the care of our wives, the care of our children. We cast all of those heavy burdens upon you. And now that we are lighter, we have even more room to praise you like never before. We honor you. We give you glory. We give you praise. And we give you thanksgiving. So hallelujah, hallelujah, that you made a way that we could call on your name. I thank you, Father God, that you are living God, and there's hope in you. Everything that we need in you, everything that we need is in you. And we praise you, we bless you, we honor you. We give you all the glory and all the praise. In Jesus' holy name we pray. Amen, amen, amen. Hallelujah. What a great God we serve. I'm muting the lines again. I thank you for your patience with me. I thank you for being on with us today on Bible Storyland. It is closing time. We are getting ready to close out, but we are going to continually praise the Lord our God as we get off the lines this morning. We're going to continue to be in a praise mode. We're going to continue to lift up God this morning. We're going to continue to call on the name of the Most High God. So don't forget now. Thank the Lord. Thank the Lord. Thank the Lord. Thank the Lord all day. Every day.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you.
It is closing time. I think I hear my echoes. You know what? We got to love the Lord like never before. This is the time to love on God. You know, it's getting closer to the time for him to come back. So we got to love him. You know, we can't go to heaven with one foot over in the world and one foot in the kingdom. So, you know, obey God. Stay hooked up to God. Talk with him. Listen to him when he talks to you. Obey him when he tells you something to do. Love God with all your heart, soul, and strength. And love each other like you love yourself. I know sometimes it's difficult to love another person like you love yourself, but that's what God has commanded. He ain't say if you desire, you can love them. He said, no, no, no. Love other people like you love yourself. So when you eat, you know, ask God to feed other people. When you heal your body, ask God to heal other people's bodies. So today, I'm asking you to keep your eyes on God. Have a prosperous day, a God-filled day. Have a God-filled weekend, a God-filled week, a God-filled month, and a God-filled year. And I look forward to hearing from each of you on Thursday, boys to men, girls to ladies. Boys to men, 5 p.m., every first through fourth Thursday, and Bible Storyland, first through fourth Saturday, 9 a.m. Eastern Standard Time. Blessings to you. I love you. But guess what? Father God loves you so much more than I can ever love you. So be blessed and bless the Lord.
Amen.